that matters.
Welcome to your Sports Destination Final Take, where your hosts Caleb Walker and Joe Quetter talk about all the most important sports dramas on and off the field. Get ready in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Here they are.
And we're live. What is up? How are you today, Joe?
I'm great, Caleb. How's it going?
It is great, except for that Super Bowl last night. That Super Bowl was very low scoring and kind of boring.
Yeah, probably the worst Super Bowl I've ever seen. Personally, I think it was the lowest scoring Super Bowl of all time. You know, 3-3 in the fourth quarter. I mean, there was really, unless you like defense and punts, I don't think it was a great football game to watch for anybody.
Imagine paying $7,000 to go watch a punting contest and Maroon 5. That's what that was.
Hey, don't forget about sicko mode.
Sicko mode. Oh, my God. I mean, it was cool what they did with it, but it was, I don't know. I wasn't impressed.
I mean, that's all I expected from Travis Scott, really, just for him to go on real quick, play his meme song, Sicko Mode, and then
hop
get
right
his
off.
Check, get out of there.
Yeah. I thought he was going to incite another riot there, but didn't end up happening. All right, but now to the real meat. The game was 13-3. Tom Brady was not as good as he should be.
For the greatest of all time,
you would think he would put up more than 13 points.
I agree, but they didn't need him to.
That's true.
Brady, you know, he threw a really bad pick earlier in the game. He was lucky to get away with that fumble that his offensive line fell on. But, you know, they didn't need him to do much. Julian Edelman was huge.
Oh, Julian Edelman was a monster.
I mean, every single play he was wide open. It was insane.
Definitely a defensive dominant game, though.
Yeah,
I think the defense definitely took the cake. Probably one of the best defensive Super Bowls of all time. One of the best.
I think you
would definitely have to take into the Steelers and the Bears in the 80s, but it was definitely a good defensive Super Bowl. I think a lot of that is because of Coach Bill Belichick, and it can be argued that he is probably the best coach of all time.
I don't think it's an argument anymore.
It should just be fact.
As far as I'm concerned.
I think that the win for the Patriots last night was, I mean, I think it was, it just kind of shows you can't really hate them anymore. They're just too good for you to hate them.
Yeah, I mean, you can still hate them.
I mean, I don't hate them anymore. I'll never be a fan of the Patriots. I'm not a fan. I don't really care if they win at this point because they earn it all the time. But then again, if they had an actual team that was supposed to be in the Super Bowl against them, I think it would have been a lot more fun to watch.
Yeah, I think there would have been a lot more points.
I think it's easy to say that now, but I would also have liked to see
seeing the Saints would have been good to watch.
I would like to have seen Breeze against Brady. I thought
that would have been a great matchup.
That would have been great, and it would have been a really cool way because I mean they're both entering the tail end of their career, like. We don't know how much longer either of them are going to play. They're both old, but they're both entering the tail end of their career. Nobody can say that they're not, and they're kind of still in their prime. So I think that would be a really great, like, just a really cool way to end the season. But I think with them not having that, it just kind of shows how the NFL's going. The NFL, I didn't hear very much talk about the Super Bowl at all before this whole controversy with the Saints and the Rams. Like, after that, I didn't hear very much talk about the Super Bowl at all.
No, me neither. I mean, you were saying one thing about Breeze and Brady still being in their prime. I'm not saying that Brady is not... I think he's the greatest quarterback of all time, but I think at 42 years of age, he's definitely fallen off a little bit. I'll give him credit. That throw to Rob Gronkowski where he threw it, you know, 30, 40 yards down the field, that was a perfect throw. That won them the game, as far as I'm concerned. You know, it led to the only points of the night. But some of the throws he made were very questionable. I think he's fallen off just a little bit.
I think Edelman's ability to get open last night was just unparalleled. I mean, he played out of his mind.
Yeah, well deserving of that Super Bowl MVP.
Oh, for sure. I think everybody knows
and
it, too. Everybody knows it.
It finally put that that argument to rest that's been going around. Is Julian Edelman a Hall of Famer? I think this game confirms that he is a Hall of Famer 100%.
Yeah. But you do also have to question, is he naturally like that? Did he work hard enough to where he's just like that? Or do you think the PEDs have anything to do with that? I don't think personally that the PEDs contribute to that, because I think he would be the great wide receiver anyway. But I do think that with players taking them, and you know there are players all over the league taking them. In all sports, just not getting caught doing it. But he got caught doing it. Do you think that will, like, kind of put a little bit of a smudge on his career?
Yeah, I don't really think it will. I mean, he's only had that one run-in with the PEDs.
Yeah.
I was expecting you to say, is he the way that he is because of playing for the Patriots and playing under Bill Belichick?
That's another question. You would think, like, playing under Bill Belichick, does that make him the
way
he is?
I mean, I think that's definitely a fair assumption.
I think it's a
considering,
factor.
You got to consider Julian Edelman. He was a quarterback in college. I mean, he was not expected to be here, you know,
yeah,
especially as a receiver.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the way that Belichick can develop some of these players, you know, Chris Hogan, their other wide receiver,
he was
a lacrosse player.
Chris Hogan, he turned out to be like kind of a secret weapon a couple of years ago against, was mm-hmm. it the Falcons?
Yeah, I don't remember much about that Super Bowl other than
the 28-3.
Yeah, 28-3.
We always got to bring that up when we're talking about Super Bowls. I'm sorry. It's always going to be talked about. But it was the biggest upset of all time in Super Bowl history. That 28-3.
Or the biggest comeback, yeah.
I mean, I think that this Super Bowl, I think it's kind of a sad kind of exclamation point on the league.
Oh, absolutely.
Because I think that it kind of shows that the NFL has fallen off, and it will be falling off. Because it's not as prevalent. I didn't hear people talking about the game. Like, the day of, nobody talked to me about the game.
Yeah,
nobody was, like, talking about it. It wasn't on social media a whole lot. People were more concerned about the NBA.
Yeah, unless you were a fan of the Patriots or the Rams, like, I can't imagine how excited you could have been for this. I mean, we see the Patriots in it every year. Maybe if the Chiefs had got in,
that would have been exciting.
They would have helped the ratings. Obviously, the blown call in the NFC Championship game really put a taint on this. Did you see the video of the Saints fans in New Orleans who were just partying all last night during the Super Bowl in a boycott?
Really?
Yeah. So
none of them watched
the game. They just partied all night like it was Mardi Gras.
Well, what I know is most people that I was around or that I know didn't even watch the game. They just watched the halftime show. Like, maybe some people watched like the last 2 minutes of the game or something like that.
Well, the halftime show wasn't really
the halftime show
to watch either.
I think that the Super Bowl,
very average.
It's really sad though that the Super Bowl is starting to become irrelevant almost.
I mean, this year it was. I hope this is not the way the NFL moves into this in the future. I hope, you know, somehow they can spice it up. Obviously, mm-hmm. you can't keep the Patriots out. You know, someone's got to beat them.
I think that brings
it a lot more interesting.
That brings up the other question of, like, the Patriot dynasty. Why is what they're doing so special? I think why they're so special and why I think they're the greatest sports dynasty of all time. They're the greatest sports dynasty of all time because the NFL has so many barriers in place of people doing that. You're not rewarded for winning. Like, winning the Super Bowl, you get the last pick in the draft.
Yeah.
You're not rewarded. You're kind of like, they kind of put barriers in place to where people can't do that. But with Bill Belichick being the coach he is, he's still able to pull out and make like this great team that can win the Super Bowl and get to the Super Bowl every year and win 6 Super Bowls with Tom Brady.
I mean, the craziest thing is when you really think about it, he has more Super Bowls himself, Bill Belichick and Tom Brady as well. They have more Super Bowls than every other team in the NFL, except for the Steelers, who also have 6.
But at the same time, the Steelers didn't win all of those consecutively.
That just shows how significant this dynasty's really been because, you know, the NFL, it's a lot more competitive-based, not like the NBA where we know the Warriors are going to win. Every year, but
in the NFL, you can't build super teams like that just because you have to have 11 guys on both sides of the ball that are competent enough to help you win games. But you also have to keep in mind like salary. You have to have salary cap. You have to keep that in mind. You have to keep in place like all the factors. The draft. You have to keep in mind the free agent market. There's so many factors that go into building a great team. that you just have to be so strategic.